Even the true saints are open to grave suspicion. I feel my faith in grave suspicion. Not every crusader that put on the cross had the purest of motives. That doesn't mean a lot of them did not, but it means that in very many instances the motivation was tainted. It's a pity that a saint's name should be attached to such an awful barbarism of human beings. But when I say slaughter, I mean slaughter. It was bloody. And it's the history of religion that it has been associated with the shedding of blood. And it has said so many times, if you get much hated, that's all right, but that's then, as you say, you will show some interest. In fact, this so-called religion can come between us and God. It can be an obstacle. Just like building a house can be an obstacle to bind you to why you're building a house, or why you're going to school, or why you're going to work every day. You get so immersed in what you're doing that you forget why you're doing it. And you don't have to be an average human to know that the most important question you can ask about anything is why, what is it for, and get an answer. Not just ask a question, but to get an answer. People who have no other cause appeal to religion and is running and is pulled into politics, is pulled into commerce, is pulled into all kinds of cultural endeavor. Everybody wants to sort of get under the cloak, even those who don't want to have anything to do with God. You see, you can't even be called an atheist without the word atheist and have the word God in it. You never know who's that. And so, this has nothing to do with St. Paul, but it has a lot to do with our world. It has to do a lot to do with our daily life. What are our motives? What is religion? What does it mean? Does it bring us closer to God? Does it establish a bond between me and the Almighty God, through His Son, Jesus Christ? And remember, that when you talk about God Almighty, you can't see Him, touch Him, feel Him, smell Him, or anything. He is simply beyond all imagination. He is beyond all prejudice. You cannot make one single true judgment about God. Not a single one. Even when you say God is, that word is equivocal when you relate it to anything that we know. But when you come to Jesus Christ, the Son, that is God incarnate. God in the flesh. There is the man. Son of Mary, a virgin. He could be seen, he could be heard, he could be gotten a hold of. Seeing and smelling and hearing. That is, you can't even have to worry about Jesus Christ because he was an anthropos. He was a man. As truly human as any human being. With a complete human nature. Complete. And yet one person, God. Jesus Christ, the perfect human conception of God and the perfect divine conception of man. So we go to God through His Son Jesus Christ. And anything that pulls us away from Him cannot be called religious. And yet religion itself can be an obstacle. That's the human beginning. We're in it, we're in the world. And so on this Jesus thing with all of you, the apostle. All we know is that he was an apostle and that he's mentioned among the apostles. There has been a century-old tradition of interest, of devotion to him. It's just a terrible shame that his name is associated with that terrible event of the 16th century. But if we can learn something from him in our own lives, we've got to purify our motivation. not to see what we're doing. You must know what we're about. And we go to God through Jesus Christ. And the easiest way to do that is through his mother, Mary. As I said last week, she comes to us through Jesus, a baby in her arms. In the name of God.